Into the Blender, episode 56.
I don't know why, anything with a 50, I have to say 50.
Yeah, I almost did that when we did 55, but I restrained.
I'm apparently not that restrained.
Yeah, I have more willpower. So hello, everybody.
Hey.
This is Viv.
This is Chooch.
We're doing things a little different. We've decided that after 3 years, more than 3 years of podcasting, that we're going to change things up a little bit with the podcast.
2011, start of a new year here, so time for a little change.
Yeah, and our lives have changed quite a bit since we started the show. Yeah. We are definitely, we're more empty nesters now than hands-on daily parents.
Yeah.
You know, so, and, you know, we'll always talk about our kids and parenting and, you know, share our views on that kind of stuff and, you know, as parents and a blended family, but, you know, our daily lives have changed pretty significantly with having no kids here. So we thought that we would just kind of, well, now that we're adjusting to, I feel like I'm finally adjusting to not have any kids live with us or nearby. So we are kind of adjusting the show to that too.
Yeah.
So kind of breathe some fresh air into things. So bear with us. We're going to kind of ease things in. We've got some ideas. We're going to phase stuff in. It's not going to be any big dun-da-da-da change. We're just, you know, mixing things up a little.
Yeah. So not changing drastically.
No, It's pretty much what you're used to. We just are going to try and be a little more focused, which I'm sure you'll all appreciate. We're probably going to be doing... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Are you saying we ramble?
I'd like to try and see you prove that we don't. But it's like you said, it's not going to be anything big. It's going to be a little more topical, less chronological. We've been, and we're, it's going to continue to be like a journal, a family journal of what's going on with our lives, but it's going to be a little less blow by blow, I think, and a little more topical. I mean, we haven't ever done every single thing that we do.
Yeah.
You know, we'll try and have a topic to discuss, do a little rundown on our lives, but keep that part shorter.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be sharing each episode where we are each taking it upon ourselves to find something really cool that we've come across that we want to share with you. So, you know, it'll be something that we talk about briefly, and then we'll give you the link to it in the show notes. You can just click on it and see if you enjoy it as much as we do. You've already revamped the website. You did that a little while ago.
Right. Quietly. And I, you know, I'm thinking about it. I don't even remember why, what the impetus was. I was doing something. Oh, well, I've merged all of the sites into one WordPress. So we use WordPress, which I would say most podcasters use. And with the new version, they always have this thing called multi-user, which was kind of a separate product you could use. But they merged it into the same product. So it lets you have more than one blog in the same install instead of having them all be separate. Merged all the websites and at the same time thought, okay, well, I'm looking at themes and all the themes are in the same directory. Let's change it up a little. Because I was, you know, getting sick of looking at the other one. And so I threw a new one up and I think it looks pretty cool.
We're also looking at new theme music, which I'm torn because I really love our theme song, which was done by Sharif. I really love the song, but we're looking for a different song to use. We're also considering, we just started talking about this like an hour ago, so I don't know if we're going to do it or not, but you know, give us some feedback. Let us know if you're interested. If there's interest, we're more likely to do it. So make sure you either let us know in the website comments or send us an email to endoftheblender@gmail.com. Send us a voicemail, whatever, because we're considering a new segment for promotion for people. If you're a friend of the show, meaning that you've been on with us, or you've already had a promo played here, depending on what the content of the project is, you're welcome to join us for a short, you know, interview or even a longer interview, or send us audio, a bumper or a promo, or, you know, you just recording yourself what your new project is or your new book or whatever. And you can just, we can drop that in there as sort of an announcement from people that we know, not that we know, but you know, you're more likely to get on if we've already had content that we've shared of yours. If you're brand new to us, we're going to look into it and make sure that, you know, it meets our kind of
That fits what we're about.
Right.
We're not going to be doing, you know, marketing for big companies.
Or oh, no.
Most likely not going to cover a new adult
right.
content site.
We're talking about independent
creative
folks that are, you know, like
bands, blogs,
podcasters, artists, you know. Books. Yeah. We're not ruling anything out necessarily, other than the fact that, you know, this is something that we want it. So when our kids come across it or choose to check it out again, that, you know, it's not going to be anything that we kind of have to say, well, don't go to this part, or, you know, that kind of thing. We're still trying to make it kid friendly, but very interested in seeing if there's any interest in that, because we know so many creative, fantastic, talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why not? You know, instead of just playing a promo, I'd rather do this. I'd rather have them say, I've got this new thing coming out. It's starting this date, you know, something that will, I think, maybe stick with listeners more.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know if you're interested. And if you're a listener, let us know if you're interested in that kind of thing, because that certainly, you know, would help us know whether or not to go forward with that.
Yeah.
And besides that, just going into what's been going on with us, I can't remember if I announced this at the end of last year, but I was weaning off all of my medication. Of course, I've got the vestibular migraines and the neurocardiogenic syncope, which means I get dizzy, I get migraines, I get fatigue, I get nauseous and some other stuff. And then the other thing means I can faint if I get too stressed. I'd been taking that medication, various medications, for over a year, and nothing was really working effectively. So we decided to wean down off of all the preventative migraine medications to see how I am, you know, without those. Because everything they've ever prescribed me, the side effects are dizzy spells, migraines, nausea, fatigue, all the things that I suffer from. And it was getting to the point where I was like, I don't know how much of this is side effects from that medication and how much of this is me. So we decided to wean off all that stuff and do a new baseline, which
the neurologist was all behind.
Oh, said,
yeah, let's try that.
Yeah,
or in his words, I'm not doing anything for you.
Yeah, he's disappointed that he hasn't been, you know, able to crack this yet. So we started weaning off of one, and then we started weaning off the other. And about less than a week, when I was off of both of the preventative medications, the migraines came hard and they came heavy.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much laid out the beginning of December for a couple of weeks. It was pretty scary how intense they were and how constant they were. I sat down and figured out that out of a 2-week period of 14 days, I had debilitating migraines for 11 of those 14 days. As in, I could not do anything. It hurt to just get up and get something to eat. And I mean, I lost weight during that period of time because I just couldn't bring myself to eat sometimes. And it was just really, really bad. And at one point, I called the doctor just like in, not like hysterical tears, but I was crying because I was just in so much pain, I couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. I had been feeling good that morning. I went to the grocery store to run some errands. And in the store, that it came on, and I finished up because I didn't know when I'd get out again. And I was just in the car crying because it just hurt so bad. And I called the doctor and said, I need something, anything. I need something for pain. Please help me. So he prescribed a new daily preventative and a new migraine breaker, so to speak, that's supposed to break the migraine. And the new medication, it's definitely better than being on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're on par or slightly improved over the other medications, but the side effects that I was getting from that other stuff are gone. Hooray!
Yeah.
So I got rid of the side effects, which is big. They were really bad. The migraine breaker is okay. It still doesn't knock out most of them, but every once in a while it does. So I'll take that. You know, it's less ibuprofen and other stuff I'm putting in my body and still having the pain, so... So that's where I'm at medication wise. I need to go in and have another appointment with him and evaluate things. And I don't know. I'm kind of thinking of asking him to run some tests again, just to make sure nothing's changed since last year.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's, you know, maybe I had a really tiny tumor then, and now it's a big tumor. I mean, I just don't see any reason not to check that stuff again, since I'm still suffering all the side effects.
Yeah.
Not the side effects, but symptoms. I'm also taking the semester off from school. I was unable to finish my online class. I had to get an extension at the end of the semester because I was too sick to read. I couldn't, like, read very much, so that made it really hard to finish to finish the online class. I barely made it through the other class, but I have to finish up that class. I've got a lot of old projects that you and I have discussed that I need to finish up, and some new projects that we're starting, personal and creative. And I'm really happy to say that I just started back to running last week. And I had to stop for about 2 months. It was a sinus infection, and the sinus infection, the doctor put me on Cipro antibiotic, which I found out later does tendon damage. Yeah. It's believed to do significant tendon damage, and there's a lot of warnings for runners and people that do, you know, heavy impact, you know, activities like running. So I took extra time off to make sure that when I started back to running, I wouldn't damage anything.
Yeah. Although, didn't you find later that it said, you know, over the next 6 months or so,
and I'm not
at a higher risk?
Yeah. I'm not waiting 6 months to start running again. I'm too fat. I need to be running. And it's also such a mood elevator for me. That high intensity exercise just makes me feel so much better. The stress, you know, I typically get a migraine or dizziness afterwards, but my mood is lifted, which is huge. You know, it's instead of laying around and feeling like a lump, I get moving. My body's oxygenated. I just feel really alive and fantastic. And sometimes I get a migraine, sometimes I don't. It's worth the trade-off, you know, to me.
Yeah.
Plus, my ankle was bothering me recently and been really icy. So I've got a long list of excuses, 16 degrees and stuff like that. But I started back this week, and I'm devastated at how far back I went as far as all the training progress I had made. You know, I ran an entire 5K.
Yeah.
And now running a quarter mile, I'm huffing and puffing, and that pisses me off to no end. I mean, I am seriously pissed about that. But, you know, what are you going to do? I'm back on now, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. LT just turned 14. That's another thing that just is going on. Our baby. He's 14 now, and I would say that his biggest interests are girls. Drums. He's playing drums.
Yeah.
Girls. He's got a lot of friends. He, you know, has a lot of close friends he has a lot of fun with. Girls. You know, still digging the video games and all that stuff. And then I would say girls and girls.
Yeah.
He is definitely girl crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good looking kid, and he's having a lot of luck with the ladies. He's, you know, a popular, I don't know popular, but he's definitely.
That's funny watching this Facebook statuses roll.
Yeah.
In a relationship, not in a relationship, in a relationship, not in a relationship.
I know. He's a player apparently. And another thing that I've gotten back to more than I've done in a long time is the knitting. You know, I started knitting at the beginning of last year, thanks to MA and PA.
Yeah.
And I've been spending some time knitting with friends, and I'm still only doing scarves. I'm still scared of everything else, but I'm getting a little more creative with the scarves at least. So I'm really enjoying that, though. I'm finding I can't do the fine gauge stuff. I need to get my eyes checked again, but I have trouble. It gives me migraines if I do the small needle stuff, but with the bigger stuff, I'm doing good, and I'm really enjoying that.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with me. What's going on with you, babes?
Mostly my stuff is with the band. As we mentioned last episode, we changed names to Ditched by Kate.
Yeah.
And I know I've mentioned before that we had gone in and did some recording, and we had hoped to have it out in the beginning of December, and a lot of that slipped. There was a lot of scheduling problems with the producer and the whose studio we had done everything in.
Right.
Getting together with him to do the mixes.
Yeah.
Which the primary mixing is all done now. And there's still a couple little tweaks, but we're pretty much ready for all mastering. And our guitarist, Dennis, is going to do the mastering. He's got a lot of studio experience, and he's got some good equipment at home.
Yeah. And he's been a little busy lately.
Yeah. He had a baby.
Well, his wife had a baby. So they've got a wee baby.
Yes.
They've been taken care of. So.
Well, she actually already had a daughter who's a teenager. So it's been a while.
Yeah. I cannot imagine having a new baby now. Yeah. Oh,
his wife's first and
his second.
Basically his first. I mean, you know, I think his daughter's like 60. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like starting all over.
Yeah.
You've had a lapse like that.
Hello, sleep deprivation again.
Yeah.
So they've definitely been busy and it's moving forward again.
Yeah.
So we're looking to get the mastering done. We've been working on new logos and stuff to go with the new name.
Yep.
Artwork for album and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually started discussing doing a set of new recordings because, like we mentioned, we've got this whole slew of new songs.
Yeah.
Phil's been in this hyper creative mode.
Yeah.
And just been kicking out songs. And Jen, who's the other singer and she plays violin, she wrote a song with Phil together. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting. That was her first song.
So cool.
And
it's really good too.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun working on. So I have, you know, we have our H4 for our field recordings and I've been taking it to practice. Whenever we have a new song, I'll just kind of set it in the middle of the room on a tripod and record the takes. And then everybody, I email it. And then everybody has something to practice to and to remember.
Yeah.
And that's come up a few times when we get to practice, like if it'll be 2 weeks or so to the next practice. And Keith, our drummer, will be like, wait, how did I start this one? Well, we should pull up our phones and play it back. And it occurred to us, like, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it really does.
Just on this, you know, little, it's so far from the old days when it used to be a boombox in the corner.
Right,
like cassette tape with all the hiss and everything.
Yeah.
But we realized that our practice rooms, if, you know, it's a fairly large basement room. It's a fairly large space. And it sounds fairly good. So we're going to go ahead and throw in a bunch of microphones and do some live recording with overdubbing the vocals and some stuff like that, but see about doing some fast tracking there.
Yeah.
And we'll have complete control over everything and it'll be, you know, on our schedule. And so we may pretty quickly, you know, we haven't discussed when we're going to start it, but we should be able to do a pretty quick follow-up.
Yeah.
And do a full album's worth of songs after the EPs comes out. And the focus of the EP all along was really to be able to give to clubs to book shows.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we're really proud of it and we want to share it with everybody. Yeah. But that was, you know, the main reason to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're ready to do, you know, full album scene. And I think we've got a really good live sound.
Oh, yeah.
And if we can capture that energy, I think it'll be cool. And that's, you know, Phil was thinking, you know, instead of this, you know, really polished studio thing, let's do a live kind of quote unquote live thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to start doing that. And I've been sucked back into Facebook.
Sucker. And I'm having to go back and re-tag you in all these photos. Thanks for the extra work, Chooch.
Yeah. There's a lot of conversations that happen there that don't happen on Twitter.
Yeah.
A lot of updates that don't happen on Twitter.
Yeah. And,
with, you know, the band page and all that,
my
loving wife made a good point that I should probably be back there to represent.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's fun to see what everybody's up to, but.
And I'm tired of having to tell you, oh, look at this. What's going on? Come here and look. Because you don't have a Facebook.
I have diaspora.
I thought it was diaspora.
Diaspora.
Whatever. Nobody uses it.
It's still an alpha. It's not even open yet.
See?
I mean, it's still.
See?
I know. It's a joke.
Jokes. Just jokes.
And I really like it, though.
Yeah.
There's,
I'm signed up there. I just haven't looked at it really to see what it is.
Very. It's extremely minimalist
because
it's just starting. No. The whole point is to essentially replace Facebook. Mm. But. So that's kind of the goal, is to do all the things that Facebook does, is, you know, photo sharing and status sharing and that sort of thing. But the focus is on privacy and security. So from the get-go,
it'll never fly.
That's the base focus.
Yeah.
Well, and the other focus is it's not controlled by one company. Mm-hmm. It's an open standard. Anybody can throw up their own server. They call those seeds. Mm-hmm. And all of the servers across the planet, no matter who runs it, they'll all synchronize to each other.
Mm.
So we could host our own server here. And that ensures that all of your stuff is really your stuff.
Right.
You can take all of your photos and stuff out anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, nothing gets locked in.
Yeah.
So that's the concept, is to be an open, kind of an open Facebook with better privacy.
Right.
And have things that are aligned to private interests instead of a corporation's interests.
Right.
We'll see what happens. I'm all about open standards and stuff. So,
yeah.
But it's so minimal that, you know, and there's nobody there because it's still not, it's not even beta yet. It's still, but anyways, that's a whole other thing. 2011 shaping up to be a big writing year. Last year, I don't remember if I mentioned it or not, but Philippa Ballantyne, I know we've talked about her book, yeah. Geist, that was launched.
Mm-hmm.
And leading up to the launch, she did an anthology of short stories.
Mm-hmm.
And she had invited me to write a story for it,
mm-hmm.
which was released as a podcast,
mm-hmm.
which was very cool. I'm still working on the novel that I've been working on forever.
Yeah.
Which is taking a big different direction, actually, from feedback. So I've had the editing feedback. I've had a couple other people read parts. And, I did the reading for the TuwakaCon.
Right.
And I had some feedback from that. So it's going to take some big changes. And most of the stuff I've written is going to stay. So I'm not scrapping it and starting over or anything like that. But
I wouldn't let you.
Definitely need to finish that this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Got another secret writing project that I can't talk about yet, but very excited about.
Yes, very, very.
And started writing guest posts for the Very Scary blog.
Yeah.
Which yours was recently released, too.
Yeah.
So I had two posts I had written for it. One was up just after New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's waiting to go up. I don't remember if we mentioned it before or not, but it was around Halloween, right?
It was the Fear Rally,
the Jon Stewart and Steve Colbert. They did their rallies on DC, the March for whatever. One's restoring sanity and one's keeping the fear alive.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And a bunch of teachers, there was this national movement, for want of a better word, of teachers who had children drawing pictures of what they're afraid of. And so it was in support of the Keep Fear Alive thing. And Helen Madden and a friend had met these people who were giving out these drawings. And they had hundreds and hundreds of them left. And they had asked, you know, hey, is it cool if we do something with these? Because they were just going to throw them away or recycle them or whatever. And they said, sure. They handed them over. They have like over 500 pictures
the
kids drew. And they put up a blog.
Yeah.
And it's the Very Scary Art, veryscaryart.com. And every few days they put up a new picture. And, you know, they're drawn from a huge age range of kids
mm-hmm.
that generally just has the first name, what grade they're in or their age, and, you know, what it is on the page. And they have people guesting, doing reviews.
Right.
So you kind of say what you like about it, or, you know, if it also scares you or maybe related to your life. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's cool seeing all the different things that the kids have put up.
That they're afraid of. Yeah.
So I look forward to writing some more of those, since that was fun. And I'm taking to, I don't know if really more kids are going to go to it. It's funny because all the writers, you know, kind of have their own take.
Yeah.
On how they review and how they relate to it. And I'm kind of taking it, well, if these kids are going to come back and, you know, look at their artwork.
Yeah.
Or if other kids are going to be looking at it, it's kind of an educational thing. So
mm-hmm.
I try to add in, you know, I don't know if it's about, well, like one I did was about insects or something and how just a little bit of the science behind insects and what makes an insect and why a spider isn't actually an insect and you know, stuff like that. But I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Helen Madden is actually an author. She writes I don't know if it's all erotica or primarily erotica. She goes by the name, I don't know, nickname, alias, Cynical Woman. Mm-hmm. And she's also a fantastic graphic artist.
Yeah, she does a webcomic. Mm-hmm. Cynical Woman webcomic. Yeah,
she's really talented and just an amazing woman. You want to talk about somebody in motion. That woman is always in motion.
This is true.
She's fabulous.
Very true. And there's a couple other small projects that won't mention now, but
yeah,
it's looking to be a busy year.
I'm already exhausted. And we're just in planning stages.
One of the things we wanted to do is kind of things that we'd find, which yeah. we've mentioned up front, mm-hmm. which, you know, at first I was going to say internet finds, but that's not necessarily, it could be anything.
It could be.
Although,
yeah,
I know for me, at least majority is going to be from the internet. We spend so much time there.
Yeah. Well, and so I wanted to mention one that I actually found probably over the summer of last year, and I was just obsessed with, but, you know, they haven't come up with any new ones, so it kind of fell off my radar. I don't think I ever even mentioned it here on the podcast. I know I blogged about it on my Vivian
News. Yeah, we couldn't remember if we had talked about it or not.
Yeah, but it's this series created by a guy named Derek Waters, and it's called Drunk History. And probably the best place to find it is at the Funny or Die website, and mm-hmm. we'll put links for whatever we name in this little section.
That's true, because if you look on YouTube, there's a whole bunch of clones.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure it's the Derek Water Drunk History.
Yeah, exactly. And I've already got the link for that we'll put in the show notes. But it was created by Derek Waters, and the premise is it's a series of short videos, probably about 10 minutes or less, and they get a history professor or otherwise expert in history, and they get them really drunk.
Really, really, really drunk.
And then they have them tell a story from history. Mm-hmm. And then they get actors to act out the story that these drunk historians are telling.
Famous actors, not just from the college campus.
Right. Their names, a lot of them are names that you know. And actually, Derek Waters has been in a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't recognize him by sight, but he's been in a lot of TV shows and stuff like that. It is absolutely hilarious. But some of the names that have been on there, John Cheadle, like the Don Cheadle, who's amazing, Michael Cera, Will Ferrell, Zooey Deschanel, Crispin Glover, Jack Black, John C. Reilly, and the chick plays the guidance counselor on Glee.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her name
either. Yeah, she was on one of them. I cannot recommend it enough. There's only 7 episodes, but they're hysterical.
Yeah.
They are absolutely hysterical.
They're maybe like 5 minutes each, 10 minutes.
Somewhere
they're
between,
not very long.
Well, that's what I said. It's less than 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah, that's my guess. But I do recommend not watching them with kids in the room unless you want to explain why that man is barfing all over himself. Because, again, very drunk.
Yeah, very drunk and not, yeah, some colorful language.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just really, really, really funny. And beware the knockoffs. Like Chooch said, there's a lot of YouTube knockoffs, and they're just, no, go find the Derek Waters ones. It's the Funny or Die, I think it's funnyordie.com/drunkhistory. But I will put a link to get you to exactly the right ones. Watch them in order if you like or not, but it's so funny. They do one on Tesla. They do one on Ben Franklin. Jack Black plays Ben Franklin, Frederick Douglass. And it's just really funny to see these stories from history.
Will Ferrell actually started Funny or Die.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still runs it or whatever, but he started it.
So what do you have for your find for this episode?
Go figure. It's technical and security.
Geeky.
And geeky, like me.
Go for it, baby.
This is something I had never really thought about, and it really opened my eyes. I ran across this article, and the title of the article is Why You Should Avoid Downloading Free WordPress Themes from Simple Web Searches.
Yeah.
Which is something I've done frequently.
Yeah.
Which is something I think most people do. Mm-hmm. There's so many great WordPress themes out there.
Yeah. And you don't want yours to look like everybody else's.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so easy. You upload it and you click enable and you customize your widgets and your sidebar and you're good to go.
It's easier than a MySpace theme. Remember that, kids?
But there's actually a whole lot of code going on and you don't necessarily know what that code is. I mean, a lot of people don't know HTML, don't know PHP, yeah. which is why they're, you know, using WordPress and clicking on themes.
Yeah.
I know HTML really well. I know some PHP and I still, it's the path of least resistance.
Right. You're not going through reading code line of code by yeah. line of code.
And instead of spending weeks, you know, putting together graphics and stuff to do a theme, it's so much easier to install something, which actually I've started doing again with, for like yeah. the band.
Yeah.
It's, I've hand done that theme.
Cool.
I hand did the Girls Rules theme.
Yeah.
But anyways, people are burying nasty stuff in these themes.
The ones that you're finding and downloading for
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah. So I don't have her name here, but of course we'll link to the article. She actually analyzed a bunch of themes. And there's two WordPress plugins that will actually go through your theme directory and analyze them for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll raise red flags and say,
are they this... secure? No, I'm kidding.
Some of them do are really simple things where they're just directly linking to, you know, other sites that maybe you don't want links to.
Like pornography and stuff.
Right. And some of them are kind of more insidious. Some of them are actually hiding viruses. Some of them, and what they do is they are encrypting the nasty stuff. So even if you know code, you'll just see a big encrypted chunk. And as far as you know, it could be an image encoded. Or it could be a malicious payload.
Gotcha.
And in this article, she goes through just a bunch of the top hits and analyzes them and then shows the nasty stuff that's in them. And pretty much, you know, in the top 10 Google hits or whatever, every single one had nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded and I, you know, mentioned at the top that I had merged all of our sites. So normally when you do WordPress upgrades, if you have a bunch of blogs, you have to go to the control panel of each one and click plugins and click upgrade and upgrade them and then upgrade the core WordPress software, you know, blog by blog by blog. When I merged them all, now I only have to do that once.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all, you know, a whole bunch of sites.
It simplified your life immensely.
Yeah. So I update the WordPress software once, I update the plugins once, and all the sites are automatically up to date. I went through all of our themes and one of the themes for our sites, sure enough, it had a big gob of encrypted code. And what the encrypted code was, I basically extracted it and went through it and found it's a bunch of links to some pornographic websites.
Oops.
And it's not like it doesn't send you there or anything.
Right. It never
so this one was really benign.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're stacking the deck for the web searches. Or you know what they say, they're getting Google juice. So the way a lot of the web
Google juice
the way a lot of the websites do their ranking is basically how many people link to a site. And if a bunch of people link to a site, that means that they have authority. That means they must be the best site for that thing.
Mm.
So if they can get, you know, a million people linking to their porn site,
yeah.
they shoot up to number one on the Google ranks. So I found the glob and I
removed the glob.
I removed it.
We are glob free now.
Yes. The other option would have been just go find a different theme. If you go to wordpress.org or wordpress.com, they have their extend menu and their themes that are hosted there. They do some checking of them. Mm-hmm. You know, can't guarantee 100% they're all going to be perfect and pristine, but those tend not to have problems,
right.
Not to have this kind of stuff. But just doing open web searches, yeah, read this article and download the plugins that they mention and check your theme directory because you may be harboring some nastiness.
That's yeah, what he said.
My find.
And I say, rawr.
Velociraptor.
Velociraptor, rawr.
We do not have any feedback for this episode.
No, but that was a really great link, information that you gave, because probably pretty much everybody that listens to us either has a blog or knows somebody that has a blog.
Yeah.
So it's very useful stuff.
That's just something I never thought of.
Yeah.
Durr. People give stuff for free and like take advantage of you.
And they mean no harm. I think that's it for us this time.
So as we said up front, next episode might be a little different.
Yeah.
There might be new music. We might not have it done yet.
No, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great one.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to intotheblender@gmail.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 657-464-4820.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 license.
You're free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content, just not modify or make money from it.
Theme music is provided by Sharif, found on podsafeaudio.com.
For more information about the artist, head to sharifmusic.com.
That's SHARIF music.com.